Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
What?
on the face. The real.
To the real.
Wait, remember, wait, the legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on another installment of the motherfucking show, honey. Yes, we are here, and I just gotta give a big shout out to the icon legendary Cabbage Ebony for making the Tuesday night classic Tuesday everything the girls want and love about it. I also have to give a big shout out to the legendary Nicole for definitely making motherfucking ladies' night hot and popping. The children love it. They comment on it all the time. But guys and girls out there, every night before the show or in the daytime, I'm going to put up a post on a status on Facebook for the girls to definitely go back up there. And after when I put the comment in the post up there, after the show is over, you can definitely go up there. You can definitely give feedback, give compliments to Nicole and Cabbage, feedbacks about different things that y'all want to see go on the show and everything and all that other madness and motherfucking shit. But yes, y'all can definitely go through that on my Facebook page and let the girls know that y'all definitely do appreciate everything that's going on, and definitely comment on the walls and everything, things that y'all would like to see on the show, people y'all might like to see on Wednesday night and on Tuesday night. Y'all can definitely go do that on my Facebook page. Honey, please don't put it in the inbox. Please put it on the wall so all the girls can see Nicole, Cabbage, and everything and all that other good shit. I want to give a big shout-out to everyone in the chat room. I didn't do it last week because it was just so much chaos and everything going on. I want to welcome Kurt back to the show. Once again, he is definitely one of our premier listeners to the show, and I want to welcome him back. I want to welcome Father Khan to the chat room. I want to welcome Miss 15 Inch back to the show once again. EV Sue back to the show. Legendary DJ Mike Q, welcome back to the show and thank you for the beats. Prince, what's going on? How you doing? Sexy Sapphire. TJ is now back in the chat room with us. Twisted07, whoever you are, welcome to the chat room. Some Sexy Entertainment, welcome to the room. And all my guests that's in here and are listening, how the fuck are y'all motherfucking doing? Welcome to the motherfucking show, bitch. We're going to get this on and popping and everything. It was a long week, and can I tell you, when I say long, I mean a long weekend. Let me recap my weekend really quick and fast, and then I'm going to go and I'm going to get Rodney and bring Rodney on, and then we're going to start all the madness and everything that's going on. But Wednesday, after doing the show with Nicole and what happened? Did I go out? No, I didn't go out. I went out Thursday night to Esquilita. It was really cute. I had so much fun. And then on Friday night, I went to the ball. I went to Giselle Ball, the Dream Ball. I'm definitely going to get into all of that and everything. Saturday, I relaxed and went to my cunt girlfriend's baby shower. And if y'all friends with me on Facebook, y'all definitely see the pictures, the update on Facebook, and I did that. And on Sunday, I was just here at home relaxing. And now I'm here doing the show with y'all. Oh, my God. I am having so much fun doing the show. So, and that's basically about it, honey. You know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And, you know, Diddy, how you doing? But let me get Rodney up here on this motherfucking phone so we can get the madness started. You know, I'm learning a lot. Can y'all please get Rodney up here for me? Hold on. We're trying to get Rodney on the phone. Yes. We're trying to get farther.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Rodney?
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on? How are you doing? Let's give Rodney a little music. Oh, no. Wrong thing.
He's trying it already.
Are you trying it? Honey? Are y'all trying it down there, honey? Give Rodney a little music. That's watching that out.
Hello.
Yes. Good. Welcome to the legendary Father Rodney Millard to the show. Hi. Hey, Rodney.
What's going on?
Nothing much. We're just recapping my weekend, what I was doing, and I wanted to bring you on before I started talking about the motherfucking ball here in New York. Tiana and Marcus, the guy out there listening, please call in so we can definitely get y'all on the line so y'all can talk about the ball in Detroit. But let me talk about the ball here in New York. I got to get my flyer out. Bring my flyer to the front. So are all you girls in the chat room, are y'all ready to hear the tea? Because, you know, I was on Walk Me Wednesday and I was reading the posts and different things and y'all girls put on Walk Me Wednesday. Now, let me give y'all the tea about the legendary Giselle Extravaganza presented the Dream Ball, September 17th, New York City. Club Capital was fabulous. When I saw you the club, Rodney, it was fabulous, bitch. The club was top-notch. It was one of the best ballrooms that I have seen in my 15 years of being out at a ball. If you girls are friends with me on Facebook, you go to my Facebook page, and you can definitely see Ball Dream on Facebook, and you can definitely see the pictures. It was spectacular in there. The tables was very – I thought I was at an Oprah event, Rodney. That's how fast the place was. Yes, Rodney, it was fast. They had like these like 7-foot glass vases that was on the table, full with water and candles inside the vase, with this big ass fucking tree coming out on it. And the table said reserved for such and such. They had Moët on the table. They had all this like expensive like stuff that the waiters came and brought to your table when you came to the table and everything. It was really fast. Then when they called you out for Legend Statement of the Stars, I don't know who was working the lights, but when they called you out for Legend Statement of the Stars, they put the spotlight on you, and the spotlight followed you from your table to the back of the runway. It made you feel like celebrity. It was fabulous. All of that was cute. Legend Statement of the Stars was cute. The Raw was supposed to start. I left my house at 9 o'clock to go meet up with my ride to be there at 10 o'clock because that's what time they said they wanted the judges there. And I commenced to sit in there, and then the Millards fell in, and me and Snow White and Foxy and Joey and all of us went, and we kept going outside, smoking cigarettes, having cocktails. We did that for about 4 hours. And so I was just, for real. We did that for about 4 hours. And you know, girls, I've been bald-headed for the last 6 months, so it's really hard for me to maintain a weave, bitch. So I was cocktailed out, Rodney. I was sweating. I was brushing my hair. My tracks were slotted out. I was gagging because the liquor was old, Rodney. When I tell you, Rodney, you would have loved it. The $12 drinks, Rodney, it was worth $12, Rodney. It was top-grade shelf liquor. It was definitely worth the $12. Bitch. So then the ball started about 2:15. They already had the places to 3:45. The ball started about 2:15. They had Legend Statement of the Stars, and they did all the categories. They had every single category. How many categories was on here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. They did Legend Statement of the Stars and all 12 categories within an hour and 40 minutes. They did all of that. But let me give y'all the gagger to this, because all the girls and whoever was on Walk Me Wednesday and they was posting as Jason Miyake Mugler, please stop posting as him, because you are not him, okay? Because everybody out of the $4,800 worth of categories that they had at this function, only $1,000 was given out that night. Everybody got $100 for their categories. The only people that got what they came to the ball for was Best Dress and Sex Siren. Everybody else got $100.
How much are those categories?
The Best Dress was $100, Sex Siren was $100. They were the only people that got what they came to the ball for.
Oh, okay. So everybody got $100, but those categories actually was that amount.
Yes. Butch Queen Face for $250 got $100. Female Figure Face, that Lola, Trace, and Shanice Ebony Walt for $1,000. They only got $100. And if you go to Walk Free Wednesday and you see ballroom throwback video, you'll see Jack discussing with them in the back that it was only $100 and they still won a walk. You will see it on the tape. Oh, yes, 15 inches, not at Giselle's ball. Yes, at Giselle's ball, honey. The girls only got $100. So then we go to the next. Rose said for $500, they only got $100. Amori Mizrahi only won $100. Trace, 007, won $100. Mike, 007, won $100. Labeled with this cunt, and I don't know who she was, and I would love to see this cunt come out of the ball. Because I think, in my opinion, it's only my opinion, so please don't get mad at me. I think that this is the only person that can play with Miss Stephanie, this cunt that came to the ball. I've never seen this cunt before, Rodney, and everything. But Rodney, this bitch came out. She had on four different jackets. She had on her dress. She had on her panty and her bra and everything. This bitch came out there, and she gave David Andre. I already knew what her jacket was because I've seen Alexander McQueen. Fashion show. She said, my jacket, Alexander McQueen. They said, your next jacket, Alexander McQueen. Your next jacket, Alexander McQueen. They said, your dress, Alexander McQueen. They said, your accessories, Alexander McQueen. Your purse, Alexander McQueen. This bitch took her dress off, Rodney. They gave them and your bra and panty, she gave them Alexander McQueen. They gave them your shoes, Alexander McQueen. Everything was Alexander McQueen. And then she got her coin, and she walked off and went and sat down at the table. And then she came back on the side where I was sitting at the end of the judges panel and said, Mama, they didn't give me all my check. And so I said, what? She said, they didn't give me all my check. It said it's for $350. I said, Jack, Alexander McQueen, won't you? And she gagged, and she did not get her coins. So then we go down to Team Realness. I don't know who this cunt was or drag queen that was sitting next to me, but she chopped Kiana and Derek Aphrodite. She said they look wasn't given her red carpet. Open to all runway was Caliente Mizrahi and Jason Miyake Mugler, and Jason won the $100 over Caliente when the category is supposed to be $1,000.
So runway was $4,000 and Film Queen Face was $1,000.
Yes, and Jason got $100. And female figure performance, Laomi came out, Mercedes came out, Shadira came out, Roxy came out. Remy Ma, Evisu came out, Malaysia Ebony came out, grand prize Laomi Mizrahi for the $100 and not the $500. Club Kid Face, nobody walked, that was for $500. Realest with a Twist, Diego came out, Seven Prodigy came out, two other children came out, got chopped, Little Meech Ebony came out, grand prize for the $500, but only got $100, Little Meech Ebony. Sex Siren, who came out for Sex Siren? I forget his name. The Lord Child. The Lord Child came out, but I forget his name. The Lord Child came out, but grand prize goes to Joey for the $100. Milan, for the $100, he got his coins that he came to the ball for. Nobody walked Bazaar, or one person walked, but he got chopped, and it wasn't for cash. So that's the rundown of the ball. So all you girls that's making up fake screen names and going to Walk For Me Wednesday, acting like this person, acting like that person, talking about you got this and you got that, Miss Thing. I was there when the motherfucking envelopes was handed over to the commentators, and it was only $100 in every envelope. And it was $4,800 worth of categories. But the girl got 100 quids. And that's what happened. It was a mess. It was a fucking mess. Hold on. Hold on. We got a caller. What does caller want from Jersey, honey? Hold on. 908-249. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller? 908-249. You're live on the air. I guess you're not live on the air. If you accidentally press 1 and you in the key, they is telling me, please press 1 if you're just listening. Please press 1 so you can take your hand down. Hold on, we have another caller. 267-626. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air on the recap show. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. I guess not. They're gone. Okay. 786-253. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Mm-hmm.
786-253. You're live on the air on the recap show. Okay. Bye. Next caller is 248-508. You're live on the air on the recap show.
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on? Who's this?
This is Gay Tay.
Hey, Gay Tay. Say hi to Rodney.
Hey, Rodney. Hey, Father Rodney Milan.
What's going on, sir? How are you?
Nothing. I was just calling in and saying hi. And, the Ebony Ball was great down here.
It was. I waited for Marcus and Tayana to call in and give us the tea. And if any con representative is out there, if any con representative is out there and saying, hey, y'all in contact, are y'all close to my sister, Ms. Kool-Aid, please tell Ms. Kool-Aid to call in here.
Kelly.
Thank you, Gates. I'm going to put you back on hold. Yes.
He might be with her. Is he with you, but Gates?
Selvin right here.
Yes, Selvin with Gates.
Hold on. What's the phone, Gates?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Girl, it's controversy, girl.
What happened?
What's going on, Selvin? Well, honey, me and Rodney, you know, we was at the meeting in Atlanta, and Rodney was at the meeting and everything, and the girl is very highly upset, Miss Thing, and they have been calling, and I am, Miss Thing, that you went to Detroit, Miss Thing, and you made girls legends, Miss Thing. When they said, they clearly said no one was going to be made a legend until the Legends Ball. And the girl and they said they're going to call in here, and they're going to read tonight, honey.
They're going to call who?
They're going to call it to the show and read tonight, Miss Day, because they said they was very upset, Miss Day, that all of this went on after you was in the meeting and all these people was in the meeting, Miss Day, and they said you was in the meeting, Goddess was in the meeting, but Goddess wasn't in the ball. Goddess was in the back in the dress for best dress, but Clint was in the ball, and he was the one that threw the meeting, and he knew that you should have been making girls legends, and you make girls legends, and all this other hoopla and nonsense.
But, Miss Day, these people was already legends. That's the key. These people were already legends, and it was already said before I even went to a meeting. So I called them out because I didn't get the chance to call them out at the other Detroit ball. So whoever want to know my business, mind my business, or get in this the correct way. I don't give a fuck about what nobody else say. I know what the fuck I did, and I'll do it again.
Well, bitch.
Okay, this is before I even went to the meeting. This has already been done.
Well, bitch.
And am I on the show?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Oh, well, hello, everybody. Yeah, like I said, and I'll say it again. These are people that was already asked, that was already, I didn't get a chance to do it.
So
okay.
Because they didn't give me all of their names. They just told me.
Well, put it like this. If you wasn't there, then you don't know. Like I said, again.
Somebody in the chat room was saying, legendary godfather Jason Mizrahi.
That's Pretty Boy Brothers.
Oh, and somebody else is saying Jason's legendary. What did he do?
Honey, I don't have to explain myself.
Well, I'm just reading the questions and coming across my IM sister. I'm just reading the questions.
If you haven't worked against this man and you haven't seen this man travel and you don't know who that man is, that's your problem. You probably was in jail or you probably was in a folks home taking care of your grandmother or whatever you was doing. It wasn't my fault that you misfunctioned.
Oh, girl. Well, honey. You made it hot on
but anyway, speaking of the Alexander McQueen, she's an Alexander, she's a McQueen from the house of Alexander McQueen.
Oh, she's a McQueen, honey. Oh, yes, that comes with a McQueen. But I'm going to put you and Jason back on hold. Y'all stay right there just in case I need y'all here. Because I know the girls are calling about that topic, okay?
Okay, I'm playing it.
Okay. We're going to put this Gates and this Kool-Aid back on hold. The next caller is 224-241. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
How you doing? This is Mia Marcus. This is Mia Marcus, Kelly. Tiana and Marcus.
Hey, Marcus. Hi, Yana. This is your new number.
This is my number, girl.
Okay, well, yes, this is Tayana, honey. This is Tayana and Marcus. Oh, well, y'all just heard Miss Kool-Aid on the motherfucking ear, Miss Day. Now, what do y'all think about these girls that got called out as legendary? Because, you know, we're going to start with Detroit. I did New York first, and Detroit was after that. Then we're going to go to Rodney for North Carolina, honey. And maybe somebody will call in and tell us what happened at the ball in motherfucking Virginia, because I heard the rumble was really cute. But tell us what happened at the ball.
Go ahead, Marcus. You start, and I follow you.
Okay. Well, I thought the ball in Detroit was really nice. That's 2 for 2. I've been to Detroit 2 times in the last month, and they're 2 for 2. You know, they finished the categories. It was nice. They had stuff on the tables. It was a little bit of arguing, but no big stuff. What else? I guess the only scandal per se is the whole Jonathan Leviticus thing with the money, and that's open
what
up.
What happened with Jonathan and the money?
well, you didn't know,
Kelly?
But this is how we're gonna do it. Marcus is gonna be the good cop, and Tayana, you're gonna be the bad cop. So Tayana, what happened with the fucking money, bitch?
Girl, let me tell you right. So, Mother of Lexicon it was female figure open to all, which on a flyer, it was female figure, I believe it was Fem Queen performance. However, Marquis said that was the error, and he opened it up. So, Mother of Lexicon did an excellent job. Anytime you have an icon on the other end of the table that don't usually go up for nobody, out there giving this girl the ultimate life, giving her the ultimate life, you know this girl have done her fucking job. However, Father Leviticus feel that her performance was not $1,000 worthy.
Ooh.
So, he took it upon himself to, give her only $500 versus $1,000.
Well, cut the beat, Tayana. He didn't give her anything.
No. It was corrected that he gave her $500. I got the beat, throughout the day today. He gave her $500 and told Marquise to handle the rest.
Oh?
Which I think was unfair, really unfair. This is the second time that Alana have went down there and stormed and, did her thing and didn't get the cash from the same guy. Other people are trying to blame.
Because I don't, it's a new season, honey. I don't want to be promoting violence, but you already know what I would have did. But go ahead.
Right. other people tried to blame Marquise about the situation. And, I was debating with this all the way from Detroit to Chicago. We had a lovely ride. That, it was not Marquise's fault that, the $1,000 that it wasn't given out, because Marquise did his thing, and, Father Leviticus was in the building. Had not Father Leviticus been in the building, I would have said it was Marquise's responsibility to do it, but it's not. He was there. The insurance was there. Now it's up to you to get his lady her money. If you didn't see it, Marquise told you several times to get on a judge's panel. You could have chopped it.
That's fierce. I think that is so fierce. For him to do that to that lady and not give her a coin, you would say. I really do. And I really think that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that they did not give that lady all her coins. And this is the second time that happened.
This is the second time it happened to her. From the same person. I think had it been a person from Detroit won that money, it would have been totally different. Totally different. But then it seems that this person is from Chicago, or, you know, that's not, they're not from Detroit. They, you know, they just did it like that.
It's a mess. Alana, I want you to call in here. If anybody could get Father Leviticus on the phone, honey, well, Father 007, because I hear that the House of Leviticus out there closed the next day after the ball. If anybody could get him on the phone, I would love to have him on the phone and find out exactly why didn't he give this young lady her money. And at Giselle Ball, Laomi won the $100, and Amori won the $100. And another thing is that I meant to tell you girls, about the venue. The venue was $20,000. Even though I bigged up the venue and everything, I think that the girls should have had a cheap venue and gave the girls their coins. That's what I think. But go ahead, Joe. Back to y'all. But
so you said it's okay to book a $20,000 venue and not to give out a $1,000 cash on the cash?
No, girl. I think they should have had a cheap venue and gave the girls their $4,800 that they wanted. Honey, because I know the girls came there for their $1,400. It's not easy, especially the wrong, even though the face category, that's his number. I can't call him. We have to get him to call in. Or somebody, I have to call him and ask him if it's all right to call him. I can't just call him. But
give me the number. I'll three-way him in.
Oh, you going to three-way him in?
What's the number?
Get him on the line. Get him. Oh, his number is 313.
No, Kelly, you cannot give it out over the air. Kelly, no, don't do that.
Let's say they gave it out
on
in the chat
air
room.
Yeah, it's on the
they
air.
They gave it out in the chat room. How do you do it in the chat room?
Kelly, take this to her.
Yeah, she's texting some Marcus.
Oh, it's in the chat room. I didn't give it out. The girls in the chat room gave
Rodney
it out.
Rodney, do it the right way and text it to Marcus.
Honey, hold on.
And we'll get Father Leviticus on the line.
I'm on my phone this time, but God just wants someone to call her Marcus or Tayana.
Oh, my God.
Rodney, text me God's number. Text me God's number, and I'll send it over to Switch Trade, honey, to get that up. But while Rodney texts me God's number, hold on, because you know this show ain't free, honey. We got to pay bills. I got to play the EV commercial. Hold on.
Good evening. I am Wagner.
I'm on the house of EBB.
On October 9th, the House of EBB takes over New York.
What? I don't have.
Doors
no, but you know,
open at
6 call.
p.m. And the ball begins at 8 p.m. sharp. Please be on time because we will begin the ball without your presence. The date of the ball is Saturday, October 9th. Here are some cash prizes. Male figure best dress, $500. Female figure best dress, $500. Legendary Femme Queen performance, $500. Legendary Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $1,000. Femme Queen Face, $1,000. Schoolboy Realness, $250. Legend Team Battle, $1,000. And House with the Most Points, $1,000. Plus, there are many more intriguing categories and cash prizes. Reminder, you must have an ID stating that you're 18 years of age to enter the building. There's absolutely no glitter or spray paint allowed on premises. Tables are $250. The address to the ball, 504 West 43rd Street between 10th and 11th Avenue, New York, New York. Please see flyers that are circulating in DVD format for more details. Or check walkmewednesdays.com. And please remember, I do not to keep this place tidy.
Yes.
So that's the House of Ivisu. Their ball is October 9th here in New York City, honey. The doors open up at 6 o'clock. The ball starts at 7 o'clock. Girls, please be on time, honey. Remember, 2 years ago, they didn't wait for the commentator. Remember, they got commentators in their house themselves. They will start with or without the commentators in the building, honey. Hold on. Let me send this number over to Switch Trade, honey. Let us get Ms. Gardis up here on the line, honey. We got to get Ms. Gardis.
Right.
We got to get Ms. Gardis up here on this phone, honey. Bitch. Hold on, honey. Let's get Ms.
But
Gardis,
I do want to say while we are waiting to get Gardis on the line, Detroit, the last two bars I have been to was the best bar.
I sent it to you,
Thank
Kelly.
You. I'm here.
Hello.
I'm here. Let me push this laptop away from me so it won't be double back here.
Good evening, sis. How you doing?
She pushed her laptop back.
Oh, I'm here.
So you girls in the chat room, honey, I keep telling you girls in the chat room, do not put links in the chat room unless they are verified by myself or Switchboard, or you will get blocked, honey. No links are to go in the chat room unless they are verified by myself or Switchboard. So when you have a link and you want to put it in the chat room, you must send it to Tenzin Chop in the chat room, and the link must be verified before it is allowed to be posted in the room. Thank you very much. Please do not get blocked. That's your only warning for tonight. Now, Gardis.
Yes. Please, let's
baby,
clear this up.
I know you won Best Dress, and I know you got your coins for Best Dress mistake. What's going on with these girls not getting any coins?
First, I want to thank everybody for coming to my son's Marquise Ball. The ball was an excellent ball. We had a good time. Everybody enjoyed themselves up until grand prize, the $1,000. Everybody else got their coins. Everybody else got their payout. It was no partial payout. Everybody got their payout up until grand prize. Now, let's go into grand prize. Before I go into anything else, I love my sister Cabbage. I just wanted to say that because I love that bitch. That is my bitch. I love that bitch. Now, let me go back into grand prize. Now, before I go into this, let's find out what a production is. Rodney, please give me your definition of a production.
A production consists of music, people, props, things
thank you.
On
not
the
right
runway.
There. Kelly, thank you. Kelly, please give me your definition of a production.
Well, I know lately the girls have been doing musicals, but I agree with definitely with Rodney. So they gave a musical. Somebody gave a musical.
Thank you, and say no more. Now, going back to these productions, technically, in my personal look at that, all three of them should have been chopped. Alana did have an over entrance. She came in on a little moped. She did look like she did what Allure would have done, but it was once her entrance came in, she bowed. She got off her little motorcycle, she bowed, and that was the gist of. And that's what all of them did. A production is not bitches just bowing to music that they made on the CD. It's not a one man army where a girl just coming in because she made her entrance, she got off her little moped, and she vogued. Now, where I see the flaw is at, because my son Marquise did ask Father Leviticus to get on that panel to judge this category since he was sponsoring it. He declined. So it was on him at that point because he allowed those judges to get up there and judge for his money, which in turn she should have been paid her cash give out because she got through, she got her tens, so she should have got her money. Outside of that,
Hold on. Because now, you know, it's a little controversy in this situation, okay? Because now I feel a little type of way now, okay? I feel bad for Alana. Father Leviticus was wrong, and Marquise was wrong, too. He sponsored that category, Marquise. Before that category started, you should have had that $1,000 in your hand, okay?
Period.
Now, go ahead, Gardner.
Period. And just like I told him, and that's my son, you don't depend on nobody to sponsor shit at something that you haven't. Because once you put it on the flyer, whether or not they say it or not, you should still be having a way to give it out.
Work got it.
So that production, all those productions within their self was a fool. One of my daughters was in the production. It was a fool. And I ain't no fake bitch about nothing. But she got her tens. Alana got her tens. She should have got her $1,000. And that's my best friend, Father Leviticus is, and he was wrong for that. And yes, he closed his house down and all that blah blah blah. This whatever else people want to say, however else what people want to feel about him, he was wrong. She should have got her coins. But technically speaking, it had nothing to do with because she was from Chicago, because somebody was from somewhere else. Technically, none of them was worth $1,000. And I love my niece Selvin, but in cases like this, she couldn't be biased because it's her house member. But and still, she still should have got her $1,000 because she got
no. Well, let me clear that up. What I said, guys, was it had it been anybody else, and you know this for a fact, if they were from Detroit. He would have gave them their money. Yes, he would have. You know that.
He would have did the same thing. One thing, what y'all don't know about him, he's very blunt and he's very outspoken. And technically,
I know he's blunt because he showed them the money and walked out away with it. Yes, that's real blunt.
And then they went to the back and they had a conversation about it. And he passed her $500, which in turn he should have gave her whole $1,000 because he allowed them judges to judge for him. He had an opportunity to get up on that panel and do his own thing, but he decided not to. So he was wrong for not giving her $1,000. But see, I couldn't step into that or be a part of that because it's not my function, and it had nothing to do with me. I did tell him he was wrong for that. And then let's go back to because people was calling me from the Icon meeting that we had, the Legend Eye meeting that we had in Atlanta, asking me a bunch of questions about Selvins and her doing. When all that stuff was going on in the beginning of the ball, I was not there. True, they did come and say that Selvin called out a couple of people's legend, Jason Mizrahi, a legend, Marquise Ebony, a legend, and the nurse, CMB, a legend. I wasn't there when all that was going on. And I was the one who said Clinton was there, so Clinton should have said something to him. We all sat up in this same meeting saying that we was not going to make nobody no legends until we had this motherfucking big-ass legend.
Call in here. I want you on the line. You was at the
I said the same thing.
I want you here. I want you to call in. Call in now, honey. Somebody IM me and give me his number. I will call him on my red phone, honey, and see if we can get him on the line. But I want him on the line because he was there, and he was the one that hosted this meeting. So I guess she should have been stopped, null and void, honey.
Right.
But, hello, everybody.
Yes.
But I don't know if you guys were here at the beginning of the show. When Selvin did come on first, Selvin told us that they were already legendary before Saturday night. She just called them out as legendary at the ball. But I wasn't aware of that. I don't know if Goddess, you lived here, or was she said Jason was already legendary. She was just calling him out doing stuff they were the legends and said legendary.
And this is something else they need to get distinguished. Legends and legendary are two different things. Now, did she say he was legendary? He's legendary for his category here in the Midwest, but he knows he's not a legend. He says that himself. That's why when she called him, he said he didn't want to go. He didn't go up there, and he told her don't do that because he don't want to be in the middle of that conflict. The problem with some of these girls is they want this status too bad, and they're not ready to. They don't want to wait for it, so they just be so happy because somebody calling them something. It's a fool. But all of us said, I'm not going to say all of us, because a lot of people didn't show up at this meeting. This meeting was set out that had all these girls on this list for this meeting to come to, and out of all them girls on that list to come to this motherfucking meeting in Atlanta, it may be 25 of us that sat in that room and discussed all the shit that we're talking about right now. And as soon as this meeting is over, some of the same shit that we was talking about is still going on.
Okay, hold on, Goddess. Hold on, Goddess. Kool-Aid is on the line.
Okay.
Legendary, Icon, Beverly Khan, you are on the air, Beverly.
Okay, number one, let's get this correct. Last year, Jack made Marquise legendary, okay? So we get this one out the air. Now, when it comes down to Jason, that's been walking Pretty Boy Realness for 6 years, not only just walking in Detroit, because he conquered Detroit. Jason even has been walking out of state. I have spoken to one of the icons about him. Like I said, and I say it again, when it was about them being legends, before I even came to Atlanta and meeting, this was already done. I did not get a chance to do it in July because it was too much going on at that function. That was the only reason why I did not do it then. So since I had a chance to do it, that Saturday night was when I did it. It wasn't like I just did it just to do it, but if I can, I can. And if I want to, I can. Okay, at the end of the day, like I said, and I say it again, I'm very old school with this. I don't disrespect nobody, disrespect, I'm not going to sit there and say nobody don't disrespect me. But it was a commentator that made me what I was. I didn't have no group of people making me who I am. But like I said, and I say it again, when it comes down to them people that I named, they was already. Just like I said, I say it again. The problem that I'm having is, and I'm not speaking for Jack, and I'm not speaking for no other commentators, but the problem that Selvin is having is when other people make other people commentators, I make some commentators, okay?
The icon himself.
But definitely.
Andre.
Hello.
Thank you.
I think that was just switchboard play with y'all.
Well, anyway, like I said, and I say it again, the problem that I'm having is like, if another commentator makes somebody else a legend, but as soon as when Selva open up their mouth and go behind them, it's a point. It's a point. It's a point. If you didn't fix the problem then, don't fix the problem now. And that's my beef.
And at the end of my day,
like I said, and I say it again, it is not my fault if half your girls hibernate. It's not my fault if half your girls don't travel, because like I said, and I say it again, I am a commentator that don't stay in one state. I am a commentator that has been doing this over 10 years. It's not my fault that some people don't want to come to Detroit or Chicago or Kentucky or this one or that one. Just like, prime example, if it's 10 years later and if Rodney wants to call out somebody or speak about somebody, it's not his fault if y'all have not seen what this man has seen. Just like when they come down to Goddess. It's not your fault if you have not came to these states and see what these people have done. But when they come down to Jason, yes, I can't speak for this one, because this one not only did what he did only in his state, he has traveled. Now, it's not my fault that you're not at every ball.
Hold on, Kool-Aid, because a question just came across my Yahoo message. They said, regardless to what he has done and what you may have known, the stipulation stated at that meeting that no one...
Like I said, and I say it again, I have already, before the meeting was occurred, like I said, and I say it again, I had already spoken about the child. I never got a chance to do it in July because there was too much going on at that ball. So since when I was offered to come to Marquise's ball, that is when I did it. It wasn't like I just got on the mic and just said, oh, this one, that one, like Oprah Winfrey, you get a call, you get a, oh, can I say, you get a million, you get a million, you get a million. It wasn't like that. And like I said, and I say it again, if people would stop staying in one state or stay in a state that they seem to come to, and mind you, how long Detroit has been storming? How long Chicago has been storming? It's not my fault if y'all have not came to these places in a decade. It's not my fault you have not seen what I've seen from the house of chaos on down. From the house of CMB on down, from the house of Dutch on down, from the house of Supreme on down. It's not my fault if you have not came from them, came when these houses is out. And they even go through Chicago.
Hold on. Since you mentioned chaos, can we have to please welcome the legendary chaos? Prada, Prada back home. He has been released from prison after 12 years. I hate this. How you doing, Chaos? I see you. Okay, go ahead, Kool-Aid.
And let's not forget the House of Khan, Memorial Day weekend 2012. Make sure you're confident and for sure. And
Miss Kool-Aid is now gone, honey. We don't do free promotions or chance or chance anymore. Thank you, Miss Kool-Aid, for definitely calling in.
You ain't shit, girl. You ain't shit.
we do not do free promotions anymore. It is a recession, honey. And, bitch, I'm going to let all you girls know, Miss Fang, honey. Bitch, it is a recession, Miss Fang. It costs over $1,500 to do this show for a whole fucking year, bitch. Because I was checking on my little baby cut show, Miss Fang, about getting a premiere show, Miss Fang, so I can have all these special effects and everything that Jasmine has on this show. Bitch, I can't afford it, bitch. Girl, it costs too much to sleep over for promotion, sister. I'm sorry, but I still love you. But we're not going to stick on Detroit too long. Mother Khan is supposed to be trying to call in here. They cleared the line so she can try to call in here. I hope she made it on the lines because they did clear some of the callers so she can try to call in here. So definitely call in. But, Goddess, you stay right there with us, honey, because I know we're going to get back into Detroit. Rodney, how was the ball in North Carolina?
Actually, the ball in North Carolina was very nice. I must say it was very nice. I had a good time. There was no, very much ballroom shade, very much, like a ball. It was a little rucker in the back, but security cleared it up really fast. I didn't even leave off the panel. I just stayed there and looked, had to look over the crowd. But it was, real fast, and the ball kept going. The Revlons were definitely in the building. The Ebonys were in the building. The Cons were in the building. Mugler's, Blahnix, the Quads, of course. It was Prodigies, Chanel's, Andre was there, June was there, Tony was there, legendary Robert Allure. It was a nice array of, icons and legends and statements about it. Everybody was just enjoying themselves and having a good time. Some of the winners for the night that I remember, the Butch Realness, went to Ego LaCroix. Schoolboy Realness went to the House of Khan. You had J-Rock, Cassidy, Zay, and I think the other guy's name is Kata. Thug Realness, Neil Chanel. Virgin Vogue was won by Baby Revlon. The little guy that won at the con ball for Labor Day?
I know, that's right.
Yeah, he won again. And then Runway was the grand prize. Small Boy was won by Marcus Revlon. Tall Boys was won by Giovanni Khan. And Big Boys was won by Teddy Prodigy. And overall for the 500 was Marcus Revlon.
I know, that's right.
And Twister versus Sister, Mini Grand, was 300. Twist was won by Quan Milan, and Vogue Film was won by Little James Khan, and Little James B. Quan for the coin.
Oh, Roddy gave us great details, honey. Maybe somebody will call in here and tell us what happened in Virginia, honey. I need to know what happened at the Rumble last night in Virginia. Girls, call in here. Well, what I'll meet you for having a successful function and giving away all your coins, honey. Well, Michi gave away all his coins. Did Jack and Alexis give away all their coins in motherfucking Virginia? Somebody call in here and let us know, because we know Giselle ain't giving away all hers. We know this motherfucking father of Leviticus ain't giving away all his. What's up, Patty?
I did get a little bit of detail from Virginia. I wasn't there, so I don't know how true it is, but I did get that the Ebonys won Schoolboy Realness, Film Queen Realness, and Thug. I also got that it was the grand prize was Sex Siren. It was Juniors and Catboys, teens, Antoine Allure versus Little D Ibisu, I think. And Little D team was the only team that came, so I don't know if all their members was there, but their team won the money, however much it was. And
that was the team. That was the team that Disney and them was on.
Disney and Lucky and
Indeed to Milan. Let's get back into the show. We're not going to stick on these all night long.
And with a performance, Soft and Cut was won by Teddy 007, and Dramatics was won by Sonic and Little Tony Khan. Then they had the battle. Teddy won over Little Tony, but lost to Sonic for the coins.
Ooh.
That's what I received.
I know that's right.
Damn, Rodney got this heat for both boys. Rest up and that. But if anybody out there, you on the phone line, and you definitely got a comment about anything that happened, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time so we can definitely see your call. Mother Alana Khan, honey, we cleared the line so you can call in here. We're going to clear a couple more of these girls, honey. If somebody's on the phone line, tell Mother Alana to call in now. We're clearing the line, honey, so Mother Alana can call in, honey. Okay, we're clearing the lines, honey. Mother Alana call in because these girls are just sitting here and they holding on to the phone, honey. So Mother Alana call in here. We done cleared the lines. Anybody else that call in here that got a comment and want to talk about something, we have now cleared the phone lines. And y'all girls can definitely call in here, honey, and get the shit going on. Who is this? And they is open. Honey, what is going on? The lines are clear, honey, bitch. It's motherfucking, we have 19 free spaces, honey, they said. Call in a mother, a con. Call in now, honey. You better hurry up and get up here on this line. That's us up. So, Goddess, did you have a good time overall at the ball? Is Goddess still with us? Tiana Marcus, are y'all still with us?
I'm here.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Did y'all go to the casino in Detroit?
Yes, we did.
I'm so over y'all. Oh, my God. I got class this weekend, honey. I got to see what time I get out of class this weekend because I'm trying to get to Chicago. But I want to go to the casino on Sunday if I make it to Chicago because I got class on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Well, the casino's 24 hours, so we can go.
Yeah,
don't sit at the same table with Tiana, though. She'll make you lose your money.
Sister, well, Kelly, when you sat at the table with me, you surely didn't lose, didn't you?
Well, yes, we were definitely.
Kelly, I was up about $175, and Donna Scott can vouch for her. She came and sat at my table and cock blocked, and I started to lose.
Well, Kelly, it's a gamble whatever way you go. He was losing, I was winning. Oh, goddamn well.
But I was up $175 when we started playing together.
Well, you should have got up and went to another
Oh, my God. I don't know who this is, but I don't know who this is. Well, my cell phone number is definitely out there to everybody. But I don't know who this is. Somebody just checked my cell phone, and they asked me, why do they always put the crackheads on the panels? And this number is not saved in my phone, so I don't know who this is, but this number just came across my phone. And that's the question they want to know. Why do crackheads is always put on the panel? Hold on. We have a caller. 773-733. You're live on the air on the recap show.
That's Alana.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? This is Alana.
What's going on, baby?
Just chilling right now.
So what's the tea, honey? What's the tea?
How
do you feel about all of this today,
man? I mean, I feel like I should have got all of my money because, like Marquis said, he asked us on the panel, and if it wasn't $1,000 production, like, somebody else should have shot me there. Like, my production was a production. I had props. You know what I'm saying? If they would have listened to the production from start to finish, they would have knew that it was a production. Like, just don't, you know what I'm saying, don't be on the panel and be high, you know what I'm saying, not paying attention, and then, you know what I'm saying, just give a $10 performance. Listen to the whole entire production. Now, the other people, they got shot. They didn't have they didn't bring the production right. Their production was just music. One girl did lay on me, and you know what I'm saying, I love lay on me down, but they asked for an old school Fem Point. It didn't say you had to recreate the exact production. It just said bring the Fem Point to life. And that's what I did.
Ooh.
And this is the second time that I didn't get my money from Father Leviticus. The first time that happened, he was like, I guess he didn't get enough people at his bar where he didn't have all his money, so he didn't give me my money. He tried to give me and my daughter $50 to split.
No. The first time you know, on this note, you know, because I didn't know it was the first time it was a mercy, and I would have took the walk. The second time, I would have showed him exactly why I was confident. He was supposed to go old school con on him.
Yeah, but then it was like too. I just felt like, you know what I'm saying, like you should. I wasn't gonna, you know what I'm saying, show my ass for $500. You know what I'm saying, because I'm like you just give me my fucking money. That's all I'm asking for. Like, he opened the envelope with the money and everything and then walked out the door. Like, what the fuck?
And who is this keep texting my phone? They say the crackhead they talking about is Deja 007. Who the fuck is this texting my phone? Hold on. Goddess, you're back on the air, Goddess.
Hey, I'm back.
Well, Alana, can you clear up the...
Deja is the crackhead they talking about. Why would people on the judge's panel? You girls need to stop. Who is this texting? I need to know. Only Alana and Goddess and Rodney and Tayana, and we have another caller on the air. 412-251, you're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, that caller is gone. We're back to conversation.
Alana.
Yeah.
Can you clear who gave you the $500?
Well, I don't know where the $500 came from. I saw Father Leviticus open the envelope, but now that Marquise saying that he gave me the money out of his pocket, you know what I'm saying? So I guess he did give me the money out of his pocket.
No, Marquise didn't give you the money out of his pocket. Father Leviticus counted out $500 to you and handed to you and walked away because him and Marquise stood there and argued about it. Marquise didn't give you no money at all because it wasn't his category. Father Leviticus was sponsoring the category. That's why they was getting into it.
Well, all I know is I got $500 for $1,000, you know what I'm saying, who walked for $1,000.
Which,
like,
is fine.
I'm not
I said prior to that, she should have got her $1,000 because she got two. They gave her her 10.
That's not my issue. I'm pissed with the person that's sponsoring the category. And, like, before I even walked, I saw Marquise. I started arguing with him, asking him where the hell he had been the whole entire night. Like, he had just got there, like, 10 minutes before the category because I was sitting outside waiting on my motorcycle to come in. So, like, I really don't know. But, I mean, it's cool. But I know what to do now because I do sit on panels, so I do know what to do. But I can't do anything now because we don't have a house anymore. So,
ooh.
I mean, it is what it is. I just took a loss.
But okay, let's go back because, I'm a real bitch. So you just had a ball 2 weeks ago. Did you give out all your cash, all of your cash?
Yeah. I gave out all my cash. Who didn't get their money?
Janice didn't get all her money.
Well,
did Janice get all her money? The sex siren didn't get all his money.
What sex siren? Brian?
The Herrera boy. He said you gave him $40.
First of all, I didn't give out any cash. I wasn't the one handing out the cash. Cantrell was handing out the cash. So if Janice
Cantrell probably cheated you the money then.
Yeah, he probably did.
He must have took some money out of some envelopes then. Let's be real. Every ball, everybody don't get their money always. And it's an issue. But it's an issue with you because he allowed those judges to judge you instead of doing it himself. So you should have got all of your money. But I never knew nothing about this happened to you last year and all that. That's why that envelope should have been given to somebody else before the category got started. You should have made sure that happened when you found out that he was the sponsor of that category and that shit happened to you last year. You should have made sure all that money was counted and present before you hit that runway because you already knew what that T was giving. Why he didn't give it to you, I don't have the slightest idea. You should have gotten it because they voted for you and you got through on that.
Back to this. You said that they didn't get their cash at Alana.
They didn't get all the cash.
I talk
to Janice all the time on Facebook, and Janice should have said something to me because, like, people do all the time, and there's no shade. Other houses do it. When they help them with walk a ball, they don't give them all of their money. So if Janice didn't get all her cash, I would have been more happy. I could still give Janice the rest of her. I can give her the whole $100.
$100. The point that I'm making, it's not always going to be the whole cash, and you can't fall out with people because of that. But in this case, you should have received your money. But in every instance, your panel is what these people should. Everybody should be on somebody's panel. You got girls paying girls to chop girls. You got girls sitting next to girls saying chop girls. And it's all about politics. And until you can get these politics up out these ballroom scenes, especially here in the Midwest, it's always going to be a fool.
Well, to defend that, because you know that was brought up, that was said about me paying somebody the top the cunt. What was her name? Whatever the mother, the overall mother cunt. You know, things like that. That been happening for years, but everybody don't do that. Of course, that's the oldest trick in the book to say, well, this person paid me or asked this person to do this. I can say that all the time when I don't win. Come on now.
I can say it happened all the time because I done had a lot of girls in Chicago approach me like that. I'm not going to mention no names because it's not. This is not the topic. But I've had a lot of girls in Chicago come to me and say, God, let's do this for me, and I'll give you X and O's. But I don't do that because that's fake to me.
Right, but guys, I'm not saying that it don't happen. It happens everywhere.
Yeah, it does.
It happens everywhere.
But it happens a whole lot in the Midwest.
You know what? That's because we know it. We know of that. But by me being not saying that you don't travel, because you does travel, but I travel a lot, and I know this happens everywhere, a lot everywhere. We're just not knowing about it. We just don't know about it. I'm going to say we just don't know about it because I'm talking about everybody else that's
what's
on the phone.
What's happening?
What's
happening all over the place?
What's happening all over the place is she just made a comment saying that, you know, people are paying people to top people. You remember there was a comment that was made about me about having Berlin top or having Berlin voted over or having Ayana, am I saying her name right?
Shannon
top by Bianca. If anyone know me and Bianca relationship, they know I don't even talk to that young lady. But you know, things will be said anyways. It's gonna be said anyway. So
I guess I'm a fierce bitch. That's why they don't ask me.
Right, bitch, it's a fool.
You gotta get Rodney back on the line.
Okay.
Baby, I guess I'm a fierce bitch. That's why they don't ask me to do that. Hold on, we got a caller with their hand up. 312-307. You're live on the Air on the Recap Show. How you doing?
I'm just listening, Kelly. I made a mistake and press one.
Okay, press one again and take your hand down. Okay, press one again. Take your hand out. Okay. Oh, wait. Hold on.
I don't know, honey. It's just a mess. You know what? I don't want no more boys in the Midwest.
Why you feel like that?
I don't want no more boys in the Midwest, honey.
You
every
feel
time they
like
have
that.
Boys in the Midwest, honey, and Monday comes around, honey, y'all take up the whole fucking show.
That's not true. Everything that happens in the Midwest happens on the East Coast and the West Coast, too. The only thing about it, the Midwest girls is tough bitches and have put it out on the front street.
Right, and
that?
We talk about it.
Yeah, you know, honey, I keep telling y'all, honey, you know, the girls be doing all they thing, honey. They be in their little corner bumping and, you know, doing their little say shade shit on the side. You know, they see me come around, honey, and the girls clean it up, honey. You know, they don't want it on the radio, honey. They don't want it out of
the Kelly, I have an announcement, Kelly, if I may.
Go ahead.
Speaking of the Midwest, this weekend is, I'm not talking about the bar promoting. It's another something else that's going on. Rags is Saturday. On Sunday, we're having a Midwest Summit, 2 o'clock on Sunday. That's real time, not ballroom time, 2 o'clock, 2 p.m., to discuss issues coming up to and leading up to the Midwest Awards Ball, incorporating all the actual Midwest cities into the deliberation and the voting process to make it as fair as possible. Like in the past, some people from the other Midwest cities say that, you know, it's more of a Chicago awards ball as opposed to a Midwest awards ball. So we're going to try to remedy that. And me from the outside, but being involved in the Midwest as I am, as being the ambassador between all the Midwest cities, we're going to have a summit. And I'm going to be the mediator for the summit, which will be Sunday at 2 p.m. in Chicago, Illinois. Hotel will be announced at the bar where the conference will be.
Okay.
why is that just now being put out there? If y'all was planning a meeting like this weekend, why would y'all give a girl a 7-day note?
You wasn't invited.
Hello?
No.
You wasn't invited, bitch.
They said it's too close to Detroit, bitch, and you can drive, bitch, and you might have your pistol and your gun, bitch. They said they only invited you to New York and motherfucking Atlanta when you gotta get on the plane, bitch. They said you gonna
sweetie,
come to us out.
Let me let you in on something. My brother stays in Morristown, New Jersey. I have pistols there. When I come to New York, I'm still packing. And when I'm in Atlanta, I'm still packing. So I never leave home without it. And I always, believe it or not, you see me by myself, but trust and believe, I have an entourage around the building. Believe that.
I know that's right. But also because I have to make a little thing, you know, because it just got out of control. It just got out of control the other day, honey. It really got out of control. And from time to time, you know, I go up on Wolfly Wednesday and I look on different things. And I never had a name on Wolfly Wednesday, so I made me a name the other day because somebody was writing underneath my fake alias of myself. So, you know, I had to make up a screen name. And I was on Wolfly Wednesday. And the queens had picked a picture up for me from the ball in Atlanta, and they was giving me so much life, and I was gagging that the girls was actually giving me a compliment mistake on Wolfly Wednesday because I'm so used to the girls badgering me. But so then, lo and behold, a couple of days later, I go back up there because somebody said, bitch, they're not giving you life no more, mistake, they're reading you. Somebody put a picture of my sister, the icon, Ayanna Khan, up there. Mistake, and it was a bad picture from the con ball. Mistake, I guess somebody must have just caught her out the blue, mistake, and just took the picture without her noticing. Because all the rest of the pictures I see her in, she was sitting at the ball, she was sitting there at the ball, she was sitting in the pictures. And so now the girl is reading me down and all this other shit and all this other stuff. So you know I have to make a little posting up there and let the girls know, mistake, and all this other stuff, mistake. But then the girls want to talk about me talking about Ross ball and this person ball and why I didn't have a ball and why I didn't have this. Let me tell you fucking faggot something, okay? Every time I decide to have a motherfucking mini ball, bitch, because I don't think that I'm ready, even though I've been in this game 15 years, and Jack and Jasmine and Andre is one of the biggest ballroom promoters, and they've been telling me it's time for me to have my own big ball. I don't think that I'm ready to have a big ball, okay? But one thing you queens must know, bitch, whenever I have my motherfucking mini ball, bitch, okay, I walk into that building with all my categories for all my cash. I never depend on the door, mistake. And for all you queens that want to talk about my picture that I posted up there with me, about my bed in the background, mistake, my bed was made up. My bed was over $2,000. I have a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out. And I have never been a queen in my 15 years to ever sleep on any bitch motherfucking floor, mistake. You bitches, like I said on the post, mistake. Y'all live for all these motherfucking bitches that's fab and they icon and they legend and they this and they got this in the boardroom scene. But half of these bitches that's in the boardroom scene, they got this and they got that. When they leave out of there, they sleeping on another motherfucking bitch floor and they don't know their motherfucking status, bitch. That's what you faggots need to be worried about, living for the bitches that's doing something outside of the scene. They got a pop of piss in and got a window to throw it out and know their motherfucking status. And I have done that. Queen has been known since the last 15 motherfucking years. Had a roof over my head since I've been 16, living on my own, and I know my status every 9 motherfucking months. You nasty motherfucking faggots. Now back to the show.
Bitch.
Okay. Whew, I had to get that off my chest.
You feel better now?
I feel much better, honey. Because these girls, I'd be really glad at these girls. Hold on, we got another caller from Chicago, honey. Hold on. 773-647. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hey, man, it's Kendrell.
Hey, Uncle John, what's going on? I'm trying to act on big that you didn't give out all your coins.
First of all, you already know how I get down, how I operate. I am very professional. And first of all, it was three or more supposed to walk
My, for the categories that Brian and Mother Janice walked, three or more supposed to have walked. You could call and personally ask Janice. I gave, even though three people didn't walk, she still got her money. Even though Brian, it wasn't three sex artists that walked, Brian still got his money. So any girls who said that Brian and Mother Janice did not get their money, that's a lie. And that's coming from my mouth.
Hold on.
So they just say that my sister didn't get a lot of $500. One thing about myself, we gave, I paid everybody. I paid everybody who came, who was watching. I paid everybody who got the category.
Hold on, Control. I'm going to put you back on hold. Mother Goddess is about to call somebody and get them on the line, and I'm going to bring you back on. Let me take this next corner.
Please,
gonna put you
do.
On hold. You stay
please
right there.
Please do, my.
You stay right there.
Okay.
Control is back on hold, and the next caller we have is 267-974. You're live on the air on the recap show.
What's up, T?
267-974. Hey, you're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, you're not live on the air. You're gone.
Did you get your money
okay.
in St. Louis? How much money did they give you in St. Louis?
Okay, honey. Catrell, you're back on the air. Hold on, we got Gardner on the phone. Getting confirmation.
Okay. Catrell said he gave you $100. I'm going to call you on this talk show, girl.
Can y'all please call Jenny?
I'm going to call you on the hot phone.
And y'all, we can also call Mark.
Ooh, I mean, Mother Goddess is clicking over calling somebody. Hold on, we got another caller, Control. You stay right there. 619-227, you're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
How are you doing, doll baby?
I'm doing great, and yourself?
All right. I don't mean to pry. I don't want to start anything about this conversation because I don't know, really, I don't know what's going on with this situation. I don't know who shaded who for the coin. I don't know who walked what, but I am a native of Virginia, but I'm now here on the West Coast. But my thing is this. Whoever Miss Stem Queen with 15 inches is, she needs, I don't know if she's talking about Ayana or Ilana, but the thing is, Miss Thing, get up off of Ayana, Miss Thing, because she didn't even walk a category, Miss Thing. You can sit here and talk about her nose all you fucking want to. But, Miss Thing, Ayana Khan is a motherfucking icon, a legend. She's been places. She's done things that other femme queens or bitches can never do.
Please
get up off of her, Miss Thing. And that's all I have to say. Whatever conversation y'all are talking about, please don't get me wrong. I'm one of the old girls. I've been here for almost 30 years. Get up off of Ayana, Miss Thing. That's all I have to say, Miss Thing. You cannot hold a candle to what this bitch has done. She's been to school. She's done everything. She's a registered nurse. Bitch, come on. For fucking real. Get up off of her. And that's all I have to say. I love you, Salvin.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Hello. Kelly.
Salvin's not well. That's 619-22. Seven number plus one again to take your hand down, baby. Please, thank you very much,
Kelly. Kelly,
yes.
This guy,
Denise.
Yeah.
Did you, how much money did you get when you were supposed to get paid out in St. Louis?
After I walked the category, I was pulled to the side, and mind you, I was kind of confused because on one flyer I seen $200. On another flyer, I seen $100. So after I won, I had almost forgot that it was for cash. But I think Mina Ivisu, she was like, Janie, don't forget to get your money. So as I'm walking off, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, well, who do I see? So she like, go to Contrail. So I find Contrail. He pulls me to the side, and he says, well, you know, it was supposed to have been three or four that were supposed to walk, so you don't get the full cash prize, but I'm going to give you something. Me not really being a petty person, I didn't want to stand there and argue with him because it was not that serious, and I just kind of, like, wrote it off because I never seen that on either one of the flyers, not on Facebook or the one that was on the table.
So, you know, I just kind of took it as a grain of salt, whatever. And I just, you know, kept it moving because I had to drop Kelly off. So it really wasn't a big deal. But if he said that he gave me a full cash prize, he lied.
Thanks. And say no more.
Catral? Oh, Catral is gone.
Right.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Catral is back. Hold on. Is this Catral?
It is. 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7
flyers. I have the same flyer. I don't do different flyers. I only have one flyer, and it says $100 in the name of Mother Tiffany, which is my gay mother who died. Now, contrary to that, I didn't have to give her anything. I didn't have to give anybody anything because my flyer, and if anybody could go or work for me Wednesday, or go on Facebook right now, you can look at the flyer verbatim, and it say three or more must walk. Now, judges from each county, from each area, would be on the judge's panel. It's at the bottom of it. So if y'all, if anybody has a PC in front of them, they can go on Facebook or walk for me Wednesday, and they will see it was three or more must walk and for the cast. If there's not three or more must walk, which it was only two members that walked, they weren't supposed to get anything at all. But now me being a humble person, if a person comes and travels from a different state, I still gave out $60, which is more than 50% of the cash prize.
Okay, well, this is what
petty person, and I don't live off balls, so it was no big deal to me. But I mean, just to be technical, if you said that you gave me $100, that was a lie. No, I said I still gave out cash. I paid everybody who was working for me, and I still gave out cash. So,
hold on. This is getting out of hand. Because I just got a text message that came through the red phone, and they said it didn't say that on the flyer. But to to me being the overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi, I'm going to tell every Mizrahi, the ones that's on the phone and the ones that's not on the phone or the ones that's all out there and they're listening, when the Mizrahis have a ball, Ms. Singh, we don't ever get on our flyers. Three of them must work for the cash, Ms. Singh, because that makes it seem like y'all do not want to give out y'all cash, and we have never been a house to do that in the 19 years of Andre having this house open, and this year is going to be 20. We have never done that, and we're not going to stop doing that, Ms. Singh. But since you say you had that on your flyer, we don't know, and I don't have the flyer in front of me, and the topic is not on Walk Me Wednesday anymore, and I ain't got time to go to Facebook. Mother Janice says she ain't mad because she don't live off balls, Ms. Thing. You gave her $100, and she's happy with that $100. She didn't make an issue about it. But for future reference, we don't do that. We don't come like that, Ms. Thing. That's only cheap bitches that do that, honey. And we ain't never been a cheap motherfucking house about motherfucking shit.
Well, I'm put it like this. I gave out cash for the category, regardless of how ever it said. It was on the flyer. It was on my flyers. Can nobody sit here and try to text and sit here? It was, the flyers even on the table.
No, but honestly, Contrails, seen it either. I've never seen it, but I didn't approach you with it because it wasn't that serious.
Right, Ma. Right.
Kentrell, you know, I did your flyer. I'll tell you what your flyer said. Your flyer actually had dollar signs next to Glitz and Glam, and the flyer did not say three or more must walk for the cash. But it had dollar signs on it, and you know I designed the flyer for you.
Now, see, the one that I see had $100 on it.
No, remember the first, you remember when you did my flyers, Marcus? Marcus?
Yes.
Yes, remember I did my flyers, and you remember I said when you sent me the final rough draft, and I said no, at the bottom put, there must be three or more must walk, and there must, you reworded, you, I was like saying I wanted a judge from every area, and it won't be at all, because you know how everybody says it's always a Chicago panel, and at the bottom of that area, that's where it stands. And I know, Marcus, you have a PC in front of you, so you'll remember the flyer that you made. Remember, I said you need to change it and put that three months wall for cash, and there will be a judge from each area judging. It would be three judges from different areas, and you have reworded it the way that you wanted to see it, where it be more professional.
Kendra, I love you now. I'm looking at the flyer right now. It does not say that.
Are you sure?
I love you. I'm 190%. And actually, let me
hold on. I'm gonna be in my. You got your phone?
I will. I mean, and I know this is the one because this is the one that was sent to the printer. So I know this is the one. Like, you know, and actually, Glitz and Glam did say $100, but
what?
As I'm looking at it, it does. Hold on. It does say three or more must walk for the cash to be given
out. Thank
you,
Marcus.
There will be a judge
from
one house. It was on a different page, though. I do. As it wasn't on the back page. It was on the inside. It actually does say it. Yeah, and I get what you're saying, Kentrell. That's something that I don't personally do because, you know, it's kind of, you know, the people who come to the ball really, that's not fair to those who actually come to the ball to compete. They can't control how many people in the category. But I realize why some people started to do that. I think that also was a mechanism so houses wouldn't chop other people when their house member got paid. So, I mean, there's a number of ways of looking at it. You know what I mean? But I guess it is on there, and it was $400.
And even though I wasn't obligated to give out $100, I'm being grateful and feel like making sure that, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to be like, okay, well, here's 60. This is more than half than what it was, and this is what my price is.
But Contrell, you then, too, remember this. I did not call in and make this a topic.
No, I know, Ma.
I'm just saying, just to be careful, do know that Janice feels no type of way.
I know, Ma. I already know. First of all, our family's not like that.
Okay, well, Control and to my sister, to my son and to my sister, please hold on. I got to pay some bills, honey.
Good evening. I am Walter, your butler. And I'm here to inform you that the House of EBC presents to you Clearball. On October 9th, the House of EBC takes over New York City. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the ball begins at 8 p.m. sharp. Please be on time because we will begin the ball without your presence. The date of the ball is Saturday, October 9th. Here are some cash prizes. Male figure best dress, $500. Female figure best dress, $500. Legendary femme queen performance, $500. Legendary butch queen Vogue femme, $250. Butch queen runway, $1,000. Femme queen face, $1,000. Schoolboy realness, $250. Legend team battle, $1,000. And house with the most points, $1,000. Plus, there are many more intriguing categories and cash prizes. Reminder, you must have an ID stating that you're 18 years of age to enter the building. There's absolutely no glitter or spray paint allowed on premises. Tables are $250. The address to the ball, 504 West 45th Street between 10th and 11th Avenue, New York, New York. Please see flyers that are circulating in DVD format for more details. Or check walkmewednesdays.com. And please remember, I do not to keep this place tidy.
Yes, and they like to keep that place tidy. And what that means at the end, they like to keep that place tidy. That means all you bitches is coming in there, and you motherfucking need to put glitter and motherfucking latex and all of that shit on yourself, this thing. You cannot
do that at this motherfucking ball. You must already have that shit on your outfits and everything. No spray paint, no glitter, none of that stuff will be allowed in the ball. Your bags will be checked thoroughly, and all of that stuff will be thrown away. So please do not waste your time and your money and bringing that shit with you, Miss Day, for it to be trash. We have another caller from Chicago. 312-532. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, Ma, this is TJ. Hello?
Back off from that computer.
Hold on one second. I gotta get it. Hey, man, it's TJ and Marquise.
Hello?
Hey, Marquise. Hello? TJ, Marquise. Honey, I don't know what's going on, honey. Get that phone back together, honey, and press one again, honey.
So, Kelly, I got a question.
Oh, wait, hold on, Marquise. 312-307. You're live on the air on the recap show.
You following me?
312-307. You're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, kick rocks. Go ahead, Marquise.
So, you know, it was reported that, like, Giselle's ball was sponsored or something. Did they find that to be true or not, or...
I don't know what happened. The only thing I can tell you is that the girl got $100. And the venue was sad. And it was sad. But the girl's only got $100. And when we're sponsored, I don't know why the sponsor didn't give out the coin, but all the girls got was 100 queen. Family category. It was a mess. It was really a mess. Hold on, we have another caller, 209-201. You're live on the air on the recap show. Bye, bitch. I got time for games, bitch. Tricks are for motherfucking kids, honey. Okay? Oh, but I don't know, but... Only thing I know is the girls got $100 for every category. And if you go to Ballroom Throwbacks on Facebook, you can see his clip that he has up there with Jack is in the back telling Trace and Lola and Sharnice that it was only $100 and do they still want a battle. And the girls was there and they still wanted the battle. Miss Thing for the $100, Miss Thing, honey. And what I think about that ball is I think they should have had a cheaper venue. They should have had a cheaper venue. And gave away all their coins, Miss Thing, and the price should have been $40, and maybe the girls would have came out.
Well, this is my question. Do y'all really think they paid $20,000 for the place?
I don't know. But let me tell you, this is what I can say. I can say is when we were looking for a place for the House of Israel Ball, I was calling different places because we wanted to do it in the city. And I called that place, and that's the price that they had quoted me. So I don't know how much they paid.
But knowing that Giselle is like, doesn't she do something for like Escalitas or modeling troupe or something? Maybe she, it was an intern. I really doubt anybody actually paid $20,000 for a place to have a ball on a Friday night. Now, had it been a Saturday or had she, and it was thrown together in a month because the ball flyer didn't go online until like a month before. She might would have had a better crowd had she actually told people in advance.
Well, she got some fab backing, baby. She got some fab backing. Hold on, we have another caller. 313-213. You're live on here on the recap show.
Hey, Ma, this is TJ. I got Father Marquise on the phone.
Hi.
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on? How you doing?
Not sure, chilling. What's up?
Nothing. It's just so much confusion and stuff going on with this ball and this $1,000. Well, not the ball. Let me just clarify with the $1,000.
Okay. Well, like I said, as far as the money go, I spoke with Alana, you know what I'm saying? And just to clear my name, you know what I'm saying? Me and her said we had a conversation. We talked, you know what I'm saying? I never knew. I'm going to be honest with you. When me and him had this talk about doing this category, you know what I'm saying, it was already an issue a couple weeks ago about it, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk about it now because everybody want to make it such a big issue, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's my fault. Not saying Alana's saying it or nobody else is saying it, but people making it seem like, oh, I should have did it, I should have did that. Well, if you guys feel that way, why you didn't step in and help me out? Or, you know what I'm saying, if your leader's here then, or if you're above me, then tell me this. You know what I'm saying? I never thought to go and ask this man for this money up front because I believed in him. I trusted him. He never gave me a reason that he would do this. You know what I'm saying? I never knew that. Whether it's grant money out of his pocket or whatever the case may have been, this was something, an agreement that me and him came upon, you know what I'm saying, that he was doing. And it was supposed to be actually the femme queens that he wanted, but I called out drag queens on it, between the drags on it. So how can I make it a femme queen category when it's stated female figure? You know what I'm saying? And if I offered to put him on the panel, he refused. You know what I'm saying? Yes, and I am tired of always, when you come to Detroit, it's always the same issue over and over again. It's shade, it's this, it's favoritism, it's this, the girl's that. If you ain't this person, kid, or if you ain't having with this person, you're not going to get through. You're not going to get your tens. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to try something different. And the kids that I did put up there, they had enough criteria to judge a ball because they have been walking and they have been turning their category and they have won of the year. I made sure they were all of the year before I put them on the panel. You know what I'm saying? So I offered to put him up there, and he chose not to go. So they were judging, and you and I understand the money. You know what I'm saying? Now, like I told Alana, I never knew he did her like this previously before. Never knew that. And had I knew this, I would have got the money out of his hand, but I never thought of that. You know what I'm saying? That never came to me saying, okay, Marquise, go get the money out this man's hand. You know what I'm saying? But I did pay out everything. I gave money for categories that even wasn't cash. You know what I'm saying? But also, to top it off, I did speak with Alana, you know what I'm saying, and we talked or whatever, and she was very upset with him for what he had did already to her previously. But I just feel like there's a lot of riffraff going on about Detroit and this and that, and then people want to say, this is the reason why they want to come to Detroit or this and that. I don't want that over my head, you know what I'm saying? It was a successful ball. Some people are just bitter, it seems like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why people are so bitter, you know what I'm saying, that they feel like that, you know what I'm saying, that it was just a setup, you know what I'm saying, and people going around talking, and I heard, you know, this and that. I'm not for all that he say, she say shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm not for public embarrassment, and that's why I did speak with Alana. I spoke with Clint, and I spoke with my niece Selvin, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not for public embarrassment. I don't want nobody saying that, they came to Detroit, came to Marquise Ball, the Ebony Ball, and he did not pay out his cash, because I did, you know what I'm saying? And I should have maybe went ahead and did that and gave it to Alana, but we sat there and we talked. So, you know what I'm saying? So just for people that's in the background that want to say this and say that, you don't know my life. So don't come to me with that. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And it's not about Detroit favoritism or this or that. It's about a better change for Detroit, and Detroit needed it.
Well, Robbie, do you have anything to say?
Nope. I apologize to Marquise for not making it out there. I was trying.
That's okay. It's understandable. Everybody's life is not, you know what I'm saying, all about that. And that's what, I want to say something about this legendary stuff. I just care less about being a legend and all that because it don't pay my bills. And I can't call on another legend and ask them to pay my rent because they're not going to have it for me. You know what I'm saying? I can care less about that.
Say that again. You can't do what?
I said you can't call a legend and ask a legend to pay your rent.
Are you generalizing all legends?
I'm just saying anybody, any legend in general. I can't pick up the phone and call a legend in Atlanta and say, hey, can I get $1,000 my rent is due? He's not going to drop down and give it to me, so that's what I'm saying. Don't pay my bills. So I'm not sitting up trying to – I'm not going to ask no commentator, am I a legend or can you make me a legend? Never came across me like that, and it never was like that. So, but people always be sitting up saying people are not legends and this and that. Okay, you know, if people from out of state, there's a lot of people that live in New York that's never stepped foot in the Midwest and walked a ball in the Midwest, but they're a legend. And guess what? Legend, the ballroom started in New York, and it was a ball, once every 2 or 3 months they used to have balls, and then people were already being deemed local legends because they were already walking in New York. Balls were only in New York for a certain amount of time before they started sprouting out to state. So all this legend stuff and all that, I can care less about that. I don't have to have it, don't need it. It ain't going to make me, no more money. It ain't going to do nothing more for me. Not in my life, it's not. Not in this ballroom shit, because guess what? Who told me what?
Who taught you that?
Taught me what?
What you just said.
That about being a legend, they go, you always said, my daddy Tim always said it too. You always said it, that's not going to make you or break you. But I'm not one to sit up and cry about it and keep asking people, am I a legend? I never want to ask no one about it because I can care less about it.
Amen to that, honey. Cause
and that's how I feel about it, because it don't pay my bills. It don't, and that's what everybody needs to understand. And everybody in the ballroom community needs to understand.
That, you know why a lot of the girls that talk about this topic and bring this topic up, not the girls that's having the meetings, per se, but the girls that hear about the meeting afterwards and that's on the shade board and they want to call up with these special voices and these special effects and stuff, they really don't know anything about paying rent and other shit in the state. Because they
right.
Don't
they
somebody,
see that they keep on floors. That's right.
Saying,
I go home to my own shit.
Hold on, because they living on somebody, DAS floor, so they're not really worried about
right.
It, Miss Faye. The government is paying their rent, paying their girlfriend's rent, Miss Faye, and their girlfriend letting them sleep on the floor because it's free rent. You queens know who you are, Miss Faye. Honey, I ain't going to point no names, no fingers, Miss Faye, you know, because this is, you know, a format and I can't do that, but honey, bitch, don't let me get on Wolf Me Wednesday. How you doing?
Marquis Bengali. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, I'm sorry. This is Marcus from North Carolina. I have a question. Can you guys tell us about? Because I mean, we came to that Leviticus ball at the one at the fairground, and the ball mysteriously got shut down.
Uh-huh.
Very soon in the ball. So I mean, can y'all tell us what happened then? Because we never really got an explanation on that either. Because I mean, a lot of people were weary about coming to the ball when they saw his name on the flyer. Does he, I mean, has he had a ball where he's actually given out his money before?
He always gives his money out. That Alana situation where she said he did that to him before, that's the first I had ever heard of that.
I never knew.
I've always heard
of it. The ball at the fairground, the House of Leviticus ball, where the ball got shut down after like three categories?
We keep talking about this. Where is somebody at? Somebody call Father Leviticus for 3 days.
He's not gonna come on here. He's not gonna come on here. He won't do that.
Somebody needs to drop a bug in his ear, Mistake, and tell him to have Big Girl's face, Mistake, at his next function, Mistake. So I'm talking about this nigga. She's not gonna do all my coins, Mistake. Watch out her face.
Yeah,
but that is the best mistake. Two functions back to back mistake, and I'm not giving this girl her coins mistake. I don't think it's the problem with the coins. Is I think he has something personal with Alana mistake.
I'm gonna say this. It's all been talking about. I don't think he has a personal problem with nobody. I don't know. I don't know where it came from. I don't know what the issue was. But my thing was this. Like I said, I don't even really want to be on here. They asked me to get on here because this not me. I don't want to be wrapped up and involved in all this he say, she say, faggot shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is to me at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? But whatever his issue was or whatever his problem was, it has nothing to do with me. It was nothing that we came into agreement on. It was nothing. It was no money that was given to me or nothing off for that matter. You know what I'm saying? Because I was being fair about the situation. You know what I'm saying? That's why I offered to put him on the panel. I didn't even put Goddess on the panel. That's my mom. I didn't put Janice on the panel. I didn't put Sebastian on the panel. I put nobody on the panel that's regularly on panels in Detroit. And I did it to try to give other kids a different chance so people can say, okay, they do want to try to make a betterment in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? That's what my whole purpose was. Like I said, Mama, and I'm saying this now, because had I known, if I'd have thought he would did it, I feel like you should have said, Marquise, you need to get that money out of his hand first, or make sure you got the money for the category first, before
you,
this
you
happened.
Didn't come
now,
to me, you did not come to me when you went
to
him and asked him
to
sponsor your category.
I didn't come to you and ask you that because me and him was having a conversation about something that was a whole other different thing.
So that's a business transaction between you and him. So why am I going to get involved in it?
But at the end of the day, you're supposed to be my mama. So you should have came. You should have said, Marquise, no, you know what, go get the money from him now. Make sure you got that money before you get to this category. Now, I'm not saying that you had to, but I'm just saying to make sense it's all being talked about. And instead you said that, yeah, I should have made sure I gave the rest of the money out. I feel like this, and I feel like maybe you should have said, Marquise, go to Jonathan, get the money before this category starts and you have it. He was outside the whole night. His house was in there the whole night. He didn't watch none of his kids bowl or walk none of their categories. He was in the car asleep. Because I told his kids for Butch Queen Performance, you're not walking out there. I need to find your father because the next category is coming up is this $1,000, and I want him to have it because I'm going to be honest with you. I was going to go to that table and collect money from every last one of his kids, and I'm not lying. Call me ghetto or whatever you want to call me, but I was going to do it because I wasn't going to look like no fool at the end of the day, which I end up looking like one anyway from the talk of this damn conversation that we're having on this phone with all these people nationwide. I told you I'm not for public embarrassment by no one.
Marquise, your ball, let me just be clear. Your ball was really extremely nice. I had a really good time. I missed my flight to North Carolina for a ball that I was supposed to be at.
Well,
you know, for
you
it was really, really nice. Like hands down, it really,
well,
the last two balls, Sebastian ball was really nice too. So
right.
don't beat yourself up over it because
don't
we all
that.
Make
also,
mistakes.
Don't use that as an excuse of why you missed your flight. You missed your flight because you were putting Tayana asses in the casino.
No, actually, Marquise had me drunk at the bar off the Moscato. That's what it was.
And Marquise missed his flight, right?
Honey.
But I'm glad everyone did come. I just don't want people to feel like they have to be scared to come to Detroit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what a lot of people's reaction was when I handed out flyers in Atlanta. They, you know, people were scared to come to Detroit. This and this and that. And I just want to tell them, you don't have to be scared to come to Detroit. Detroit is just another city. You know what I'm saying? They're just like any other city. Anything can happen. Anybody can get into it with anybody. It's always going to be a disagreement at a ball. You know that before you walk in the ball. I had to learn that myself. I've been to plenty of balls in different states where I didn't, my category even didn't even get called because it was controversy somewhere. And like I said, Detroit, yeah, Detroit was, you know, put on the map as a bad place, this and this and that. Yeah, and I did run with the crew. Yeah, I did. And I'm in to say it, and I'm in them to say, yeah, we all make mistakes, but guess what? It's always time and a change for better, and that's what we're trying to do here, to try to better it out. I'm not going to sit here and sit back and say, oh, Detroit is just the worst place, this and that, because I have been to plenty of states and see people get into it, legends, and like I said, icons, and there's only two icons that I ever see that come to Detroit like that, and which is Andre Mizrahi and then Dre Ebony. Now, others have been here, but I'm just saying, Andre Mizrahi is a faithful icon that do come to Detroit. He do show support in Detroit all the time. He's one of the only ones that I always see come.
Well, Marquise, I want to thank you and TJ for calling in. I mean, I got other callers, and I only got 7 minutes.
Okay, I'm going home. I'm right. I love you.
I just want to say, Marquise, I'm glad that you did have the ball for the Midwest. And as you can see, that we're doing fine, and the East Coast is now going through what we went through back in the day.
773-614, you're live on the air on the recap show. 773-614, you're live on the recap show. Okay, I guess not. What you mean the East Coast is going through what y'all went through back in the days?
Far as the money is not being given away or the ball is not being completed. Come on now. I never heard that, you know, a ball in New York started at 2:00 and ended at 3:30. Come on now. That made top front page.
Bitch, honey, bad girl. It wasn't that many girls in the venue, but the girls came and they walked their category and they stormed and they went on about their business.
Right. I mean, that was front page.
Yes, honey, bitch. It was something.
You know, I never heard of Atlanta. What was that? The awards ball or Memorial Day? A boycott was formed where several houses didn't show up. That made front page, you know?
Yeah.
So it's happening everywhere now, not just in the Midwest. We're actually improving, you know, improving.
Well, girls, I don't know what to tell y'all, girl. I just know it's madness and it's chaotic, honey. We need to get all this shit together, honey. We really do, honey. This shit is becoming a mess, honey. It's becoming an outrage, Miss Thang. 3 weekends in a row, Miss Thang, honey. The girls have not gave out their coins at their functions, Miss Thang. This is becoming an outrage, Miss Thang. This is becoming a pandemic, honey. You girls need to get this shit together, Miss Thang. If you're not a stable figure to have a ball, Miss Thang, and if you're not coming into that ball, at least to anybody that's having a ball out there, if you're not coming into that ball, at least with your grand prize money already, Miss Thang, because the little wicked thing categories you have, Miss Thang, you know you got a couple of girls in there, Miss Thang, and you can pay that from the door, Miss Thang. But if you have a grand prize category, you should at least come into the building with your grand prize money, Miss Thang. It is ridiculous, girls. It is really ridiculous. Bitches is going to stop coming to people's balls, Miss Thang, and if they come, they're going to come and just spectate and not want to walk in no categories because they're going to be scared of what's going to happen, Miss Thang. It's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous.
It's really ridiculous. I'm really pickled about this mistake. I'm really pickled. But I'm going to be at the Visa Ball, honey. And I know that they have their change, and I'm bringing my children out, Miss Thing, and I already purchased my tables and things, bitch. And, bitch, it's going to be a fun function, honey. It's definitely going to be a fun function, honey. I'm definitely coming out. Tell y'all, are you and Marcus coming up?
Of course.
You know, we're the new bunny in class.
Well,
dude, Charlie, if I get out of class, to the girls in the chat room, because they was asking, they wanted to know what I was going to class for, okay? We have one of my sex sirens bodies and executive realness in my house. His name is Romeo Mizrahi, and he's a preacher in my house, and he preaches in the church here in New York City. Me and him made an agreement about something. If he did something for me, then I would do something for him. And so I did what he asked him to do, and so now I'm doing what he asked me to do. It's a behavior class, and a class to find yourself in the inner beings of yourself and all this other stuff. It's a whole different, a whole package and shit they gave me to read over and stuff and everything before the class. And so that's what I'm doing on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I don't know exactly what time it is, but I'm going to try my best to make it to Chicago. But if I don't, and the class has me so overwhelmed and everything, because, you know, I'm a hard bitch to break, honey, but, you know, they're trying to get me to this class, honey, to break me down and soften me up. So that's what I'm doing this weekend, and I'm going to try. I can't do nothing but try, but that's what I'm
you
doing.
You're going to be here, sister.
Good, huh?
You're going to be here. We got things to do.
Bitch. Mistake. Honey. No, the 15 inches with a film clean with 15 inches. Don't do that, honey. Do not do that to him. I'm not even going to mention his name across the air, but don't do that to him, Miss Thing. That child is lovely, honey. I remember when me and Tayana was in the hotel in Kentucky, and we were going through the girl's room, Miss Thing, and it was like 6 o'clock in the morning, honey, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, and we woke that child up, Miss Thing, out of his sleep, Miss Thing, and that child gave you face, Miss Thing.
Yes.
Motherfucking cheeks, Miss Thing. His face is lovely, Miss Thing. And that's the type of face that I'm talking about, butch queen face, Miss Thing, where you got to come out there with a fucking mask on, Miss Thing. Take your mask off at the judges, Miss Thing, and your face is still sitting. That child gives you face like that. So don't do that to him.
Wait a minute, sister. Marcus tell you the new category that he's going to have at his ball?
Just listening, ladies and gentlemen. Tayana, we cannot promote. That's a lot. Oh,
No. We're not
yeah,
promoting
okay,
anything.
Okay.
We're just telling you the category. It's Pretty Boy Realness, no paint.
Oh, Pretty Boy Realness with no paint? Well, bitch.
That's the twist,
honey. Well, bitch, girl, well, I guess a lot of pretty boys ain't walking. But everybody say goodnight, because we got to go. We about to get up out of here.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Rodney, click Rodney over. We're calling you now.
Good night.
I have to call Xavier.
Okay. Bitch, I just want to tell all of you girls, please remember to be here tomorrow night with the icon legendary. The icon legendary one herself, Karen Ebony, will definitely be on the line and be hosting Classic Tuesday. She will definitely be here with Cabbage, and it will definitely be a classic night. I don't know who Cabbage guest is going to be, but we will definitely be here on another Classic Tuesday, bitch. Whatever you do, whatever state you go to, please remember to practice safe sex and definitely wrap it up. The life you save will be out.
Good evening. I am Wildred, your butler. And I am here to inform you that the House of Ibiza presents to you Clueball. On October 9th, the House of Ibiza takes over New York City. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the ball begins at 8 p.m. sharp. Please be on time because we will begin the ball without your presence. The date of the ball is Saturday, October 9th. Here are some cash prizes. Mel figure best dressed,
$500. Female Secret Best Dress, $500. Legendary Femme Queen Performance, $500. Legendary Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $1,000. Femme Queen Face, $1,000. Schoolboy Realness, $250. Legend Teen Battle, $1,000. And House with the Most Points, $1,000. Plus, there are many more intriguing categories and cash prizes. Reminder, you must have an ID stating that you're 18 years of age to enter the building. There's absolutely no glitter or spray paint allowed on premises. Tables are $250. The address to the bar, 504 West 45th Street between 10th and 11th Avenue, New York, New York. Please see flyers that are circulating in DVD format for more details. Or check walkmewednesdays.com. And please remember, I do not to keep this place tidy.